agency agreements and keeping records of purchases to prove that they're effective cause of the sale. Now, I get I get private messages once a week from people, Tom, here's the story, and it's like a long essay. And because I've got ADD, it's why I'm not in law, right? Yeah. I just say, listen, you'll have to speak to someone else, right? Yeah. So they say, oh, I introduced them on this property and blah, blah, blah. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, effective cause of sale and incorrect agency agreements.
Yeah. Look. Right across the country, we have to have an agency agreement or a signed authority.
Right. Okay?
We need to fill them in correctly. We don't leave blank parts out of them. Have them signed, plain English. Don't do wacky different commission schedules because that can confuse the document. But as we know in this cooling market, properties don't necessarily sell during the exclusive period. They can go on for longer.
Yeah.
Particularly then your exclusive period ends and then another agent picks it up. That's then when the issue arises, that somebody you showed through the property, you don't own every person who walked through the property. It's, if you have 100 people through, you can't claim those 100 people as the buyer.
Right.
It's people that you've had super dealings with. You've had constant, you've provided them with a contract, you've maybe taken them through privately, you've got an initial offer from them, you've passed it on in writing, you've made inquiries about council rates, strata levels.
So you've done all of that and the deal never happened?
Deal never happened, but don't then just say, oh, well, they've taken the listing off me, that's it. No, at the end, when you get notification the listing is moving elsewhere, you write to your vendor and you say, best of luck, you know, you're good at marketing, you write all the right things and say, look, just want you to know, if you sign another agency agreement with another agent, you need to exclude Tom Panos and his wife from that agency agreement because I'll be claiming commission because they made an offer, we've showed them through, and gives it some detail. But not every single
person. Do you
person.
Need to write the same letter to the agent or just to the vendor?
Well, your relationship is with the vendor.
With the vendor.
I think, again, a smart and a mature agent would contact the other agent and say, by the way, if Tom Panos buys a property, I'm going to be claiming commission from the vendor. Maybe even... Look, I know it's all different. Different agents get on well. Some can't stand each other.
Yeah.
You can't do that with everybody.
Right.
It'd be nice if you could then ring them up and say, well, if you sell it to Tom, we'll just do a 50-50. The other guy might say, no way in the world, I'm entitled to my commission anyway. And at law, both of you are entitled.
Right.
If it ends up in tribunals, then both of you may get a reduced commission. Costly. You certainly won't ever have that vendor back as a client. The purchaser gets dragged in.
So, Greg, if a property, if your agency agreement expires and the owner says, listen, I'm still happy to be with you, no problems, but I'm not signing, does the agency agreement continue?
Depending that concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information so they can design their own personal system to success. The Real Estate Gym doors are closed. You can get on the waiting list for the next opening. Just go to realestategym.com.au.